So here we are, standing in the sage, thinking digital 2013. It's all over. It's all over bar the final party. Who are you and what have you done?
Hi, my name is Jackie Andreka. I'm 16. I'm a high school student, and I've created a new way to detect pancreatic, ovarian, and lung cancer that costs 3 cents and takes 5 minutes to run.
You've said that before.
Yes, I have.
But the whole story, I highly recommend you Google this guy and see the whole story in its entirety, because it is just an adventure deep in discovery, mostly involving the internet.
Yeah, so essentially I just used Google and Wikipedia to find all of the background research for this. Like at the beginning, I didn't even know what a pancreas was. And I just used Google and Wikipedia, and I came up with my idea in my high school biology class.
So were you 15 when you actually did this?
I was 14 when I came up with the idea, and then I was 15 when I was doing the work.
So not even old enough to do an awful amount of stuff, more so in America, I think. I think we can do more stuff over here when we're 16. And yet you are potentially saving countless lives.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be really, really exciting, because essentially you can just switch out one component of my sensor and you could potentially detect any disease ranging from Alzheimer's to heart disease, other forms of cancer, even HIV/AIDS. So it's definitely exciting, the potential applications of this.
And so many of these diseases kill us because we just don't see it soon enough.
Yeah, early detection is definitely one of the most important parts of treating these diseases, because when you can detect it early, you have close to 100% chance of survival, whereas when like you detect it late with pancreatic cancer, you have less than a 2% chance of survival.
How many qualifications did you have?
High school biology class.
So what would you say to other people? I mean, why was this something you did above anybody else?
So the really big reason why I think that I was able to do this is because of my lack of experience in the field, really, because I could kind of have like a fresh perspective on this really old problem and just kind of like mess around. I mean, like, teenagers were at this epitome of creativity yet knowledge. So we can dream up these wild ideas yet breathe life into them with our knowledge. And so that's why I really think I was able to come up with the idea.
And you spent an awful lot of time looking at a screen, making notes, being a bit of a detective. I guess curiosity plays a big part.
Yeah, definitely. Curiosity is probably the strongest force on Earth.
So what's next? I hear there's a big competition prize you might be going for.
Yeah, currently I'm entered in the Qualcomm Foundation Tricorder X Prize for $10 million. You have to develop something the size of a smartphone that you pass over your skin and can diagnose any disease instantly. And so I've entered with a team of all high school students, and we're going up against a team of, there are 300 other teams of all adults and corporations. So pretty exciting.
It's amazing as well that, you know, you've almost done this in analog form, but on one channel.
What's analog form?
So, I mean, a piece of paper. I mean, they're demanding a digital device that can pretty much cure anything by passing it over the skin. You've just told me that with a slight modification, your paper sensor can maybe detect anything.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what's so exciting about it, is how it would be able to detect anything. However, I'm kind of ditching the idea and I'm going off on a couple more tangents.
Reinvention.
Yes, reinvention.
So where do you find time to actually study and finish school?
Well, in between conferences and in the lab, so like 1 to 4 times a month I go to school and I knock down all of my makeup work and then I leave and then I come back. So it's pretty exhausting. I'm in my 10th grade year, so I only have 2 more years left. So
this has got to be exhausting and educational at the same time. I don't know why they don't just say, look, here's your diploma. Just carry on doing what you're doing.
I wish, but I'm not that fortunate.
Well, absolute inspiration. If somebody takes a fraction of the insight that you've managed to share in here today, and people can find online and go on to do something just a fraction of what you've done, they've done amazing things with their life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.